you're listening to me, you're listening to a very angry or annoyed JJ on the PS3 Network, live and in your ear, talking about the Dallas Stars being down 0-2 to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And let me just say something here. Both games have gone into overtime, where it seems like Dallas has been spent, and they just couldn't keep up. Now, here's the thing. This is a thing that I had a suspicion about from the very get-go. And it was because the Dallas Stars are a finesse team. And they're not made to continuously knock people around and just keep on ticking. The other side of that coin is the Stars know a little bit about having to overcome adversity. They have done it all season. And, you know, there's no reason to believe that it cannot and won't happen this time around. However, the circumstances are very different. The Stars, on the other hand, after trailing 1-0 in this series, came back and they came out roaring. And then they altered their strategy to play a little bit more of a dump and chase strategy, which means they'll go to the attacking zone, they'll dump it in, and they have to go get it. In which case, that's kind of like the prevent style of defense. You know, you just kind of hang back and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what might have come back to haunt them. I know it has before. Dallas is behind the eight ball right now. Only one NHL team has come back from being down 0-2 in a series. And that, my friends, was the I had it. Hold on. That, my friends, was the 1985 Patrick Division semifinals. The New York Islanders overcame an 0-2 deficit, and they won the series. The Washington Capitals at the time blew a 2-0 lead. Now, the Stars could very well overcome this adversity or deficit, whatever you want to call it, because they're at home. But here's the thing. The energy of the crowd can only do so much. You know, eventually the Stars players are going to have to realize that they have to play a complete and full game all the way through, or the result's going to keep happening. In fact, instead of getting to overtime and losing, they may actually lose in regulation. They almost had the second game, and for whatever reason, it seemed like after they got the lead, they were just content to just chill. No pun intended, by the way. And they can't do that. Vegas is too good, too strong, too fast to just hang back and watch. You know, they're going to have to attack. And they're going to have to maybe even play physical. They should have came out swinging. They have before, and that's how they came through the adversity and conquered before. You know, they came back swinging, and how you do that is to score often and score fast. That's the Dallas Stars way. Defense is another thing that the Stars have struggled with. You know, I feel like they hang with Ottinger for the majority of the game, and then they leave him hanging out to dry. I've said that off and on all year this year. They can't leave young Ottinger out to dry. That's how you lose a game, because the young guy is going to get tired. You know, everybody gets tired. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what sport you're playing. If you're playing a sport, if you're in a supporting role on a team, and you're left to do things. You're left to the wolves, so to speak. You know, you're going to get tired, you're going to mess up, and things are going to blow up in your face. And that's exactly what happened with Jake. I feel like they leave him hung out to dry a little too much. He can steal a game, but if you want him to steal a game, the offense is going to have to come out swinging. There's no way, shape, or form a different opinion about it. I don't know where I was going with that. Forgive me. There's no bones about it, man. If you don't have support on one end, the other one is going to mess up. I mean, that's just how it is. And, you know, you have to be out there on the ice to do your job. And if you're not doing your job, I would hope that you end up paying some sort of penance for that. Maybe you get benched. I don't know. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But either way, things need to change. They need to attack more. They need to keep possession of the puck. I was looking at the game. The game's up. And, you know, the game two was kind of proof that the Stars are okay. Look, they had 4 penalty minutes. They had 11 blocks. Vegas had 13. Stars had 9 giveaways. So did Vegas. Vegas had 12 takeaways, though. Dallas had 6. They need to attack the puck a little bit more. The Stars had control of the faceoffs. They won 55%. They beat them in shots on goal, 28-24. Bottom line, something just quit. And they can't quit. You know, they got to figure out not how to play to survive, but play to win. That is the biggest downfall of this team, in my opinion. They don't play to win. They play not to lose. They play to survive. Too much survival hockey. I don't know how you fix that besides adding a little bit more size to this team. A little bit more physicality. Somebody's going to have to step up besides Jamie Benn. And Yanni Hakanpaa, for that matter. He, I think, is still injured. I'll be honest with you. I haven't looked in a while. But I think he's still out with some sort of lower body issue, I believe. And, you know, that leaves Jamie Benn out there to do the dirty work. And somebody else is going to have to step up and do that. Once again, you can't leave your most valuable people hung out to dry. You have to win as a team. They almost had game two. In my honest opinion, they almost had game two. You know, all they had to do is fight harder. And that's all they're going to have to do to fight to get back in it. You know, they have to play harder. They can't go from attacking to, oh, we'll just dump it into the zone. No, doesn't work that way. They're going to have to step out of the conservative strategies and just go all in, for lack of a better way of putting it. And if they don't, it's going to result in the same thing. If not an overtime loss, it's going to result in a loss in regulation. And then the Stars are going to be down 0-3. And then what? Well, they face elimination on their home ice. I will be brutally honest with you. I don't think the Stars can keep up with Vegas. Vegas is fast. They're always hungry for the puck. They chase the puck like their life depends on it. And they chase the attack like their lives depend on it. They attack the Star Zone like they're men on a mission. And like they're playing as if to prove they should be there. not because they earned their spot, but they're still playing to prove people right, is what I'm saying, is what I'm seeing, too. Vegas is playing like, okay, you guys still doubt me? Well, here we are, you know, and that's just the vibe I get from them, while Dallas is just kind of, you know, game one, they were feeling them out. I will say that. They were just kind of figuring out what their tendencies were again for the playoffs and, you know, trying to figure out how they could get around them. And, you know, all's well and good. But, you know, that strategy failed again. You know, it resulted in the Stars being fairly even with them, which, you know, they are. You know, from a scoring standpoint, defense standpoint, yeah, they're fairly even, play style and all. But here's the thing. Vegas's puck attack, puck pursuit, is what gets them. You know, they force Dallas into stupid penalties, stupid mistakes, stupid turnovers, even. And, you know, if the Stars would pressure Vegas a little bit more, they might see a little bit more of the same result. But on their end of the ice, you know, Dallas needs to pressure Vegas a lot more. And to be quite honest with you, maybe the fact that they don't is a sign that they can't. I'm not telling you that I don't believe the Stars can overcome this 0-2 deficit. I believe they can win tonight and then maybe dig themselves up out of the hole just a little bit more. But that's just it, man. They're going to have to dig. They're going to have to figure out what they're playing for and play for it. Here's the spoiler alert, man. They're not playing for the people in the crowds or on TV so much as they should be playing for themselves. You know, they need to act like they're playing for their jobs, playing for extra money even, and that big silver trophy. You know, it shouldn't be a time for them to skate around, you know, like they're blind. I'm trying to be nice about it, by the way. That's why I'm stumbling. And, you know, they need to play with more energy. Here's the thing, though. They're down 0-2. And to my knowledge, I don't think they've been down 0-2 in a while. Once again, only one NHL team has overcome an 0-2 deficit to win that series, which gives us like a 16% chance of surviving. I'll be brutally honest with you. It's like 85% of the teams that are in that position, they don't make it. Odds are not against them. Go figure. Dallas Stars in an underdog-like situation. That's what they should capitalize. Look, man, they're not out of it at all. They're down 0-2 right now, yes. But they have the firepower to get back in it. Robo has found his game again, or at least seemed to, when he scored the other night. I believe he scored back-to-back goals now in this series. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. So Robo should come out swinging, come out firing at all costs. Roope Hintz is still white hot right now. We just need everybody to, you know, lower their head just a little bit, pull their sleeves up, roll up their pants even, and get their hands dirty. It's time to stop playing like a Chihuahua lapdog. It's time to start playing like a junkyard dog. It's time to stop playing like a lapdog and start playing like a junkyard dog. Yes, I said it. I don't know who's all listening to this podcast, but that's just my take on it. You know, they try to play the speed game a little too much. It backfires on them, especially against Vegas. You know, the dump and chase has backfired on them in the worst possible ways. And I understand that it's trying to prevent them from getting the puck themselves and going hard into the attacking zone. But here's the thing. Vegas is too fast for that. You know, if Dallas wants to control the game, they have to control the puck. Vegas, like I said, is going to force them into trying to make stupid mistakes. They're going to try and force the Stars and do like a panic type mode. And if the Stars want to win, man, they cannot be fazed by that. You know, Vegas is playing like a team that's been together for, I don't know, the last 6 years. And there's only like one or two people, I think, left from the very first team that made it to the Stanley Cup Finals on their end. I don't remember. It said something about it in the last broadcast of the game. And I saw something about it online, too. But here's the thing. You know, they're playing like they've been together for years. Stars are playing like they're tired and like they're done. And, you know, whatever the case may be, they did have a great season. You know, Pete DeBoer got them to the Western Conference Championship. And, you know, he's proven that he is good for the Stars. But if this 0-2 series deficit leads to a sweep, and it very well might lead to a sweep, I don't know. But if it does, you know, DeBoer and Mr. Nil need to figure out what exactly this team is missing. Because from my point of view, it's physicality. You know, you can't sit there and finesse the puck away when you like to give up the puck. You're going to have to beat somebody up to get the puck back. That's just how it is. Like, I mean, you can skate circles around somebody all you want, but what good is it going to do if you can't get the puck? You know, you got to have a bruiser on this team one way or the other. And that's exactly what the Stars are missing. They have Hakanpaa, they have Ben. Other than that, that's it. You know, they are a great team. They showed us they have flashes of greatness when they spent a lot of the time up in the top of the standings. But here's the thing, man. They're way too streaky. When they're up, they're up. When they're down, they're down. And when they're up and down, they're just that as well. They're up and down. The fact that they're inconsistent is one thing that kills me. It probably hurts them too. They need to learn consistency. And I don't know how. I don't know what the process entails, but they got to learn to play for the puck a little bit more. Take the body, whatever. And for that matter, one of the biggest downfalls that I've noticed of the Stars, downfalls, not downfall, I don't think that's a word. One of the biggest downfalls of the Stars is retaliation. You know, I noticed that against even Minnesota in that series. They start getting angry and they start just throwing hands, and, you know, keeping a cooler head is going to keep you in series as well. So, you know, just fight back is what it boils down to. And I got to be honest, I don't know if there's much fight left in them. I don't know how much resilience these guys have left in them. Is Vegas going to be what is the straw that broke the camel's back? Or is this 0-2 deficit going to fire them up? I hope it fires them up, because when they're fired up, they go. And I mean, they go. You know, you've got Domi who can hit people and score, make plays, even, you know, dish the puck. He can do it all. You got Robo. He can do it all. And here they are, just spinning their wheels against Vegas. The game tonight is paramount for the Stars. They have to win this if they want to show any sign of life. And here's the thing. They will win if they can pressure Vegas and if they can make them fall into all the stupid mistakes. Make them commit the penalties. And furthermore, they have to quit giving the puck up. The Stars may have to look for the pretty pass here and there, yes, because Vegas has some very good puck pursuit, and they will bring the defense to you. They attack the puck, and so the Stars are going to have to figure out a way to move themselves around, to move Vegas around. That's all there is to it. If they don't do it, then this series goes 0-3, and then they face elimination come game 4. I hate to see it. I hate to say it. But unless they put their foot down tonight in front of the hometown crowd, man, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I hope and I pray Minnesota didn't bang them up too bad last series and make this a thing. I hope it's just trying to figure out Vegas and coming up short here and there. But also, here's the thing. Something isn't right in this realm because Vegas has only beat the Stars in overtime in the playoffs. You know, I don't know why that is. Unless it's a lucky bounce here and there. And, you know, if that's the case for the Stars, the bounces need to go. I mean, not the bounces, the puck needs to go off the goalie a little bit more, and, you know, it needs to be fired a little bit more so that the Stars can get the bounces. You know, like Ottinger had one go off his back the other night. They need to fire the puck so they can get the bounces. If they don't fire the puck and get the bounces, they're not going to get the scoring chances. And now that I think about it, I understand the dump and chase because you want to get the puck behind the defense. But the defense attacks the puck and the puck possessor. So, you know, that might be why it doesn't work. That might be why the Stars just need to carry it. They're a speed team, the Stars are. I've said this many times. We've said this many times, me and K-Fitz. They need another dimension. You know, it seems like to me, Vegas can take the puck from the Stars and just fling it away from them. Because they're willing to go get it. They're willing to do whatever it takes to go get the puck and make things happen. It's going to have to be the other way around, or the Star season is going to be even closer to ending after tonight. Man, it breaks my heart to say that, because Ottinger has had one heck of a season. You've had Robertson earning his big money contract. You've seen Domi earning his money to stay with the Stars. Hopefully he does. Who knows what'll happen. They're doing it. You know, they've showed why they should be in the playoffs all season long as well. From the very jump, they were right at the top of the division and conference. And, you know, only towards the end of the season did Vegas catch up and overtake them. It's like, It's very familiar to the Dallas Stars run a couple years ago when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Man, they rode a hot goalie to the finals, and, you know, that's really not sustainable either. The Stars can solve it, and they can solve it right now, tonight. They can solve Adin Hill by getting him out of position. They can solve him by putting pucks on him and creating rebound chances, quality scoring chances. But that's the thing. They can't be afraid to attack the puck. And I very much guarantee you, at least in my opinion, they are. So I gotta ask, what are y'all afraid of? Defenseman for the Stars had himself a little bit of a snarky attitude when he was asked about their play, and he didn't respond well, I'll say that. But he's got his anger targeted in the wrong place. Instead of targeting your anger, frustration at the media, you should be targeting your anger, frustration at the opponent. Get the puck. Take the body. Try and create chances with your team. Play better defense, dude. That's going to be the key to evening up the series with the Stars. They have to play better defense. They have to go back to playing for each other. They have to attack the puck. They have to protect the net a little bit more. And in my guesstimation, man, they have to keep the penalties off the board. I've noticed that in order to at least attempt to keep up with teams that they're kind of, I don't want to say inferior to, but in terms of, like, maybe they're intimidated by, they commit a lot of penalties. And I don't know why you're intimidated by Vegas when you beat them 2 out of 3 times. I don't know why you knew 2 out of 3 times to attack the net, keep control of the puck, and beat them. But the last 3 games that you've played them have been different. The final game of the regular season series and then these 2. I don't know why it's different. They're not doing a darn thing different to the Stars that they weren't before. And yet the Stars are just kind of like, in my estimation, sort of curling up and saying, don't beat me. I don't know where the fight is. I don't like it. You've got Joe Pavelski, who is willing to put the team on his back, and he did that very thing against Minnesota. And the Dallas Stars have come out ready to fight at times, but they don't keep the foot on the gas. They're going to have to keep the foot on the gas. They're going to have to come out firing. They're going to have to play a better offense, defense. And dare I say, better in between the pipes. It's like Jake gets hit with this overtime, gets scared out of his mind because the team leaves him hanging, and then he just surrenders the game. Man, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff that needs to change about this team. And, me and Kay Fitz, the next couple of times he's on the show, if the show's still going by then, we'll get into what we think needs to change. That'll be a fun conversation. But for right now, they just need to pressure them a little bit more. Make them make the stupid mistakes. And stop hanging on and out to dry. That's how you even the series. Attack. That's it. Remember the we're not going home thing. You're about to go home unless you start getting into that mentality. It's going to be rough to see, man. It really is. Like, I genuinely, absolutely love this team. I love the sport of hockey, and I love the warrior mentality that most players seem to have. All these Stars are missing from the Stanley Cup run, besides the hot goalie, is the killer instinct. They got to learn to stop. They got to learn to put their foot on the gas, keep it there, and stop the opponent. That's all there is to it. Anyways, I've rambled on enough. That's my thoughts on Game 3. I'll see y'all after this game. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the awesome people at BS3 Network for the time on the show. And the time on the network, for that matter. And I'll see you when I see you.